For as long as the Catholic Church has been around, so have nuns. Known as the spiritual and symbolic brides of Christ, this ancient tradition is considered one of the most extreme and sacrificial acts in religious life. The tradition and choice to become a nun in America appears to be declining, with fewer and fewer women choosing to go into religious life. A 2014 study by Georgetown University tracked the dramatic rise and fall of the number of nuns in the U.S. Female membership in religious life grew rapidly during the first half of the 20th century, reaching a height of over 180,000 sisters in 1966. Since then, the numbers have steadily and rapidly declined to just under 50,000 today, a steep drop of almost 73%. When Sister Alicia Torres first got the calling, she was a 20-year-old college student at Loyola University Chicago.
So I never imagined that I would be a sister, but it began to become real to me when I was in college, my third year of college at Loyola University.
Young, vibrant, and full of life, Torres couldn't help but feel as though something was missing.
I noticed that a lot of people seemed kind of just unhappy or just kind of disconnected from one another. And I wondered about why people didn't seem happy, like my peers. Why didn't they seem happy?
She had friends, a wonderful family, and a passion for running that she thought was all she needed. However, that gnawing feeling wouldn't go away.
As I began to pray more, I started to feel in my own heart this call from God to be a sister, which was unusual because I never had planned that for myself. And so I began to take that more seriously, but also to fight it for a little while because it was unusual and unexpected and also kind of scary. You know, what does it mean to live a life dedicated to God and the church? What would it look like to not have a family and not get married, which is normal and what I had planned to do? So I fought with that for a little while, maybe like a year and a half or so. And after I stopped fighting, I realized that I had all this student loan debt to pay off, over $94,000. And so I literally prayed and I told the Lord, I was like, well, this is your idea. You want me to be a sister? And I want to say yes, because I'm experiencing a peace and a joy that I didn't know was possible. So I need your help. I said, so you're the man, so you have to help me take care of this money problem. And he was incredibly generous, and his providence took care of me in a miraculous way.
That miracle came in the form of running.
In less than a year and a half, all the debt was paid off through running races, starting with a half marathon in Chicago. The story went viral overnight in September of 2009. By the following fall, I had less than $15,000 to pay off. I met a young man at a party. He gave me a $3,000 check. I had never met him before. The next week, a lady called me. She had heard me on the radio. She asked if I was going to be a sister in Chicago. I said yes. She said she wanted to help me finish paying off my debt. She came 2 weeks later toward the mission of Our Lady of the Angels, where I live and our community serves. She took out her checkbook and asked me how much money I had left to pay off. I said $11,400.98, and she wrote a check for $11,400.98, handed me the check. 2 weeks later, I received the habit of the Franciscans of the Eucharist, and 5 years later, I made my final vows in our communities.
A recent study by Pew Research found that 23% of Americans consider themselves religiously unaffiliated, with millennials between the ages of 18 to 35 showing the steepest drop. These declining numbers have only highlighted just how remarkable this choice is.
The idea of, or the question of, how does one know if one's called or what's an experience like, it's a very personal question because every person is different, right? So God communicates to every person the way that they can receive it. And for me and many of the young women that I know who have also experienced this, it's just this experience inside of your own heart, perhaps, is a way to explain it. A spark, a fire, an interest, a desire, an attraction to religious sisters, to this kind of mysterious way of life before you enter it.
The fear associated with taking the sacred vows of poverty, chastity, and obedience often seem to be the reasons some believe the enrollment numbers have continued to drop.
Why would I give up this freedom that I think I have in the world? Why would I give up this dream of getting married and having a family? Why would I give up this aspiration of having a successful career to give my life to God, which is already very incomprehensible, And then also profess these vows of poverty, chastity, obedience, which seem to be a tremendous burden and surrender of freedom. And so there's that fear and anxiety, and yet going through the process of surrendering to God, realizing this is real, He's really calling me, and His promise that His love is all I need is really true. Like going through the process of beginning to believe that and kind of enter into this mystery, I found that there was a lot of grace available to help me to understand what was going on in my own heart and why giving my life to the Lord, why becoming a sister would satisfy the deepest desires of my heart.
For some young people, church doesn't feel as personal as it used to. Many feel as though it's forced upon them rather than their own choice. Kimberly Williams, director of the Catholic Youth Organization, highlights this in one of our conversations.
They're not interested really in their parents' church. They want to find church for themselves. But the struggle is that their parents want them to be a part of their church.
Therein, Ms. Williams says, lies why making the choice to pursue religious vocation has faltered among today's millennials.
What exactly is belief? Belief is, it's in your heart. It's not what you see, it's what you feel. So if you don't have those feelings there, it's going to be hard to believe in church.
Sister Alicia agrees.
I think a lot of young women who are called to religious life, there's this initial sense of like, well, I'm just going to give everything up. You know, like this seems to be the way that it goes. I feel God is calling me to this life of celibacy for the sake of the kingdom, which is a way of talking about all these different vocations. And so therefore, I'm going to give up family, I'm going to give up marriage, I'm going to give up a career, I'm going to give up all my hobbies and my music and everything that I love, right? Because that seems to be the right thing to do, this kind of denial attitude. And then you realize slowly, if your heart is in the right place, that the Lord actually isn't taking anything from you, but rather He's inviting you into a kind of freedom that the world doesn't understand. Because the world thinks that freedom means leaving everything that's possible open all the time. But real freedom is the freedom to love. And so to love, you have to make commitments in your life.
Ms. Williams agrees.
I would always say, if you don't accept church as yours, you're not going to be a part of it.
For a young woman, if He's asking you to be a sister, He's not asking you to give up your freedom, but He's inviting you into a freedom that you don't understand yet. Because He's giving you this possibility of loving with Him. He also doesn't take from us our humanity and our personality, but as we surrender to this way of loving and to His love, we become more who we really are.
Multiple archdioceses within the United States say that while the decrease in enrollment is concerning, they are taking steps to attract the younger community.